Blog Talk Radio.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe Labors for Christ, Word Life Center, Church 20th Anniversary,
our pastor's 30th anniversary in ministry and her 10th anniversary as an apostle. This is a praise celebration, and we welcome you to come out and share your praise and celebrate with us for the great things that God has done for our church family and for our friends. We will be worshiping on Sunday for the rest of the month at 3:30 p.m. at 1750 West 103rd Street in the sanctuary on the lower level. We invite you to come out and share in this celebration with us, but we are so humbly grateful to God for him blessing the apostle and the ministry and the members and friends of Laborers for Christ as we have ministered together for 10, 20, and some for 30 years. Praise the Lord. We're now going to our physical location.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're going to begin to pray. We thank God for another day that this is the day that he has made, that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God today for mercy, for grace, and for favor. We thank him that if it had not been for him on our side, we'd be caught up somewhere in our mess, not knowing which way to turn or which way to go. But he looked high and he saw low, and for that we like to say thank you. God, for that we'd like to exalt your name, God. God, for that we'd like to give homage to you, God. God, for that we'd like to blow kisses to you, God. God, for who you are and for what you represent in our lives, for being our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords, for being our Jehovah Elohim and our Jehovah Shalom, God, for being our Jehovah Shammah, God, for being our very presence in the time of trouble. God, we'd like to say thank you, God. God, we cry out today on behalf of our nation, God. God, we cry out on behalf of President Donald Trump, God. God, we cry out on behalf of the House, the Senate, the floor, Lord. God, you said that when we don't know how to pray, that we would pray that your kingdom come, that your will be done on earth in these situations as they are in heaven, God. God, we ask, Lord, because your word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, repent of their sins and pray, then will we hear a voice from heaven and you'll heal our land, God. And God, our land definitely needs healing, God. God, we see the killing and we see the violence, God, and we see turmoil on every hand, God. But God, we thank you. We thank you for your keeping power, God. God, we thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing an upright spirit, God. God, we thank you for Holy Ghost boldness that when we have done all to stand, that we'll stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord. God, we thank you for your word, the whole scroll in which you've given us to live by, God. We'd like to say thank you, God. God, I thank you, God, that in your word it says that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, God. God, I thank you that you said in your word that if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all these things shall be added unto us, God. God, you said in your word that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want, God. And God, for that we say thank you. But God, later on in the chapter, God, it says, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we should fear no evil, God, for you are with us, God. Your rod and your staff shall comfort us, God. And Holy Spirit, Lord, we like to say thank you, God. God, on today we cry out for marriages in the body of Christ, Lord. God, we ask that you would work and you would move, God. Your word says, a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, God. God, we call forth husbands out of every idolatrous as well as adulterous situations, God, where their mindset has been distainted and distorted, God. We call them home to their home bed in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we ask that you would release laborers in the harvest to take up the hedge on behalf of their souls, God. God, we ask that you would shift and move some things in their spirit, man. God, we send your word and we loose the conviction power of the Holy Spirit and the spirit of repentance and deliverance upon their lives, God. God, that they might cry out one day soon, what must I do to be saved? God, we cry out on behalf of our male seed, God. God, we call them forth out of the trap houses and then out of the dope houses. God, we call them forth out of idolatrous and adulterous situations. God, we call them forth from behind prison walls, God. God, we call them forth, God, off of the street corners, Lord. God, we ask that you would shift and move some things, that you would raise up some mighty men of valor, God. God, that you would release laborers in the harvest and take up the hedge on behalf of their souls, God. And Father, Lord, as we stand in the gap and we stand on the wall on behalf of their souls, God, God, we loose the conviction power of the Holy Spirit and the spirit of repentance and deliverance upon their lives, that they might cry out one day soon, God, what must they do to be saved, God? God, we also pray for the female seed, God. We don't want to leave her out, God, but we need the strength of the male seed as we call them forth to the house of God, Lord. But, God, we pray for the female seed, God, that you would strengthen them, that you would release laborers in the harvest to take up the hedge for those who are not saved on behalf of their souls, God. God, we pray for their mindset, Lord, that it won't be so seductive and illicit, God. But, God, that you would show them how or release someone into their lives to show them, mentor them how to love themselves, God. And, Lord, that you might be glorified, God. God, that honor and glory would be brought to your word, to your will, and to your way, God. We still cry out for London, Lord, as they had an attack on last weekend, God. God, we cry out for those that were represented, God. God, we cry out for those who are mourning, God. God, we ask that you would be glorified, God. We ask that your kingdom come, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. God, we pray for those who are warring and battling infirm spirits in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you would give them strength, Lord. God, we call on Jehovah Rophi, the great physician, God. God, you said in your word that you were wounded for their transgressions, God. God, that you were bruised for their iniquities, Lord. God, but the chastisement of your peace is upon them. And by your stripes, God, they are healed, God. God, if it's a process that they're going through, God, if it's a Job situation that they're experiencing, God, God, let them know through the pressing, God, that you can't put new wine into an old wineskin, God. So, God, prepare their hearts and minds, God. May they seek you and to search you, and may they look to you from whence cometh their health. May they ask you, God, if there's any toxins in me, that you would remove them, God. That as you bring the breast pressing and the shaking, God, that they would be in preparation for their new wineskin, God. God, we cry out on behalf of the ordination candidates, God. God, we ask that you would be with them through their process, God, that you would make it clear and that you would make it precise, that you would open their understanding, God, even some that may have secret prayers, God, that they haven't cried out to anyone but you, God. God, we ask that you would comfort them, Lord. God, we call on Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, that will give them a peace that surpasses all man's understanding through this process, God. God, I pray that you would give them a hungering and a thirsting for righteousness, for holiness, and for your word, God. That, God, that they might be able to grasp it, that they might be able to embrace it, that when they have done all to stand, God, that they would be able to stand, God, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, help them not to look to the right or to the left, but, Father, help them to keep their heart and their mind and their spirit, man, in tune with you, God. God, we bind the spirit of the Job's comforters, God. We bind the spirit, God, of the whisperers, God. God, we bind the spirit of Jezebel that would try to come against them and stagnate or thwart their purpose, God. And, God, we loose righteousness, holiness, God, agape kind of love, God, godly wisdom, Lord. Lord, that you would be glorified. God, we call on Jehovah Gabor. God, we ask that you would shift and move some things in the atmosphere, Lord. And Father, we thank you, God. God, we thank you. God, if we thank you all day, every day, we can never thank you enough, God. And Lord, we worship your name, God. God, we exalt you, Lord. God, we pray for our overseer, God, and also for our apostle, Lord. Father, we pray for those that you have placed, God, to lead us and to feed us and to guide us, God, and into your truths, God, as we go through the process, Lord. God, we ask that you would strengthen them, that you would continue to bless them with a double portion anointing, God, that you would continue to keep your hand on them, God, and use them, God, for your honor and for your glory, that you would continue to speak to them, ordering their steps, God, directing their path, making every crooked path straight and every rough edge smooth, God. God, we thank you for those divine connections, God. God, we thank you for those divine financiers, God. We thank you, God, for those people that you have placed in situations, places, and circumstances as you're intricating things behind the scene, God, for your honor and for your glory, Lord. And God, for that, we'd like to say thank you, God. God, I pray strength for the Patmos to Pentecost team pilgrims, God. God, that you would re-strengthen their body as there's a shift in the time change, God. Father, where they're weak, we ask that you would make them strong. Where they're lacking, God, we ask that you give them a double portion, God. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the journey, God. Even though I wasn't there in person, God, but I was there in spirit, God, and I followed the journey on social media, God. God, I thank you for the experience. I thank you for the obedience of all of those that were involved, God. I thank you for the obedience of our apostle, God. And God, I thank you, God, for the things that were accomplished. I thank you, God, for the things that were put to case, God. I thank you for the things, God, that you have predestined, God, and the purpose and the plan of everything that transpired, Lord. That, Father, that you might be glorified, God. And Lord, we worship you, God. God, we thank you, God. God, we exalt your name, God. We pray for those homeless individuals, God. We pray for those streetwalkers, God. We pray for those individuals who are battling mental illness, God. God, we pray for those individuals, God, who have a drug of choice, whether it be alcohol or heroin or meth or sex, God, or to just name a few, God. God, we pray, God, that you would release laborers in the harvest to take up the hedge on behalf of their soul. God, we bind the spirit of premature death. They say they will be taken out of here before the predestined time. God, we bind the spirit of death, God. And, Lord, we speak that they shall live and not die to proclaim the goodnesses and the mercies of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray for their families, God. God, we pray for a strong support system, God. God, we cry out on behalf of their souls, God. God, we don't know these individuals personally, God. And, God, we may have some in our family, God, but maybe they don't have a praying mother or a praying church mother, God. So, God, we stand on the wall and we position ourselves, God, and we speak life into their dead situation, God. God, not another mother's child that she'll get in the middle of the night a phone call they're saying that they OD'd, God. God, we ask, Lord, that you would have mercy on them, God. God, we ask that you would release laborers in the harvest, God, to take up their heads on behalf of the soul, God. That you would release organizations and individuals, spirit-filled, five-fold ministry individuals, God. God, that is not all fleshly, God. It's a spiritual warfare. And God, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence taken back by force, God. So, God, we take back everything that the adversary thought that he had stole from us, God. God, we call in our unsaved loved ones, God. We call in those that you brought within our lives, God. You have connected us, Lord, God, for a reason, for such a time as this, God. God, we call in those that are in the hospice care centers, God, in the ICU, in the CCU, God. God, we call them in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you would be glorified, God. God, you said that the same power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead rests, rules, and abides within us, God. God, we thank you for that power, God. And God, as we take the authority that we have in Jesus' name, God, God, we send the word and we command their bodies to function in the way you created it to function, Father. God, God, somebody has to see it. God, somebody has to see it, God, because your word says it won't return unto you void, but it must accomplish that in which it was sent, God. And God, as we stand in the gap, in the sand, on the wall, God, God, we thank you, God. God, thank you, God. God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you, God. God, we exalt your name, God. King of kings and Lord of lords, God. God, we thank you for those that you've connected us with in the spirit, God. God, we thank you, God, for unity in the body of Christ, God. God, there's a church on every corner, but yet people dying on every hand, God. God, we cry out for unity, God, in the body of Christ, God. God, no big eyes and no little U's, God, but agape kind of God kind of love, God. Putting down our own, God, isms and isms, God. But God, looking to you, from whence cometh our help, no other help we know, God. God, that we could be about your great commission, God, compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come to you, God. So, God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, that you might be glorified, God, for those seniors, God, who graduated from high school, God. Perhaps they're going to college, Lord. Perhaps they're going to the workforce, God. God, we ask that, Lord, that you would supply every need according to your riches and glory, God. God, we ask that you would guide them. It's a big shift. It's a big direction, God. God, if they don't know you by the free pardoning of your sins and the resurrection of your suffering, God. God, we ask that you would release laborers in the harvest to take up the hedge on behalf of their soul, God. God, we call the seniors all across the United States of America and in the third world country that are making shiftings, God, that are making shiftings, God. And God, we're believing you that those shiftings will be made for your honor and for your glory, God, because, God, you created man in your image, God. And, God, you have a purpose and a plan for all of us, God. So, God, we ask that laborers in the harvest would be released into their paths, God. Godly individuals, godly peers, God. Godly educators, God. Godly employers, God. That they might be able to hear of the goodness of the mercies of Jesus Christ, God. Perhaps they may be turning the TV, God, and they may run across a church station, God, that's quoting a Bible verse, God. And God, you said your word wouldn't return unto you void, God, but it will accomplish, God. And God, perhaps they may be weighing in the balances, God. So God, we pray for their soul, God. God, we pray for strength, God. God, we pray for spiritual understanding on their behalf, God. That, Father, Lord, that you might be glorified, Lord. God, I worship you, God. God, I praise you, Lord. God, I exalt your holy name, God. King of kings and Lord of lords, God. And, Lord, we praise you, God. God, we thank you, Lord. Now, Father, Lord, unto him who is able to keep us from falling, God, and consider us faultless before men, God, our most high God, be our dominion, glory and honor forever and forever. Amen, amen, and amen.
We bless the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his
acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Thank you, Lord. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As the flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof, we shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children, to such as keepeth his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, O bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So, Father God, we just come on today, God, to bless your holy and your divine name, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, that all of your promises are yea and amen, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, that you said you satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle, O Lord God. We thank you, O God, that you redeemeth our life from destruction. We thank you that you crown us with loving kindness and with tender mercy, God. We thank you, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, that you forgetteth not our iniquities, God, and that you healeth all our diseases. You forgiveth all of our iniquities, and you healeth all of our diseases, God. So we come, O Lord God, standing in the gap, O Lord God, for those, O God, who are being challenged in their bodies, who are being challenged with their health, O Lord God. We thank you for your word on today, O Lord God, that you would just begin to encourage, O Lord God. We lift up those, O Lord God, who even on today, God, we receive the text, O Father God. And we send your word that your word might heal even now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. We thank you, O Father God, that as you begin to settle, O Lord God, stomachs, O Lord God, as you begin, O God, to take away chills, O Lord God, as you begin, O Lord God, to lay the finger of love on their body, O God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you now, God, for your healing virtue, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for your word, O Lord God, that is able to do the exceedingly, the abundantly, and the above all we can act, think, dream, imagine, conjure up, oh Lord God, tweet, put it on a Facebook post, God. You're able to do it in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh God, that you said everywhere our foot trod, peace and prosperity, God, will follow us, oh Lord God. So we thank you for your peace, oh God, your peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our heart and keeps our mind in Christ Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you for that on today, oh Lord God. We thank you on today, God, as we lift up the city of Chicago as our children prepare, oh God, to take off for the summer, oh Lord God. We pray now, God, a hedge around our young people, oh Lord God, that you will begin to keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh Lord God. We thank you for the angels that have been dispatched on their behalf, oh Lord God, to cover and to keep and to guard, oh Father. We thank you for it now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you for the policemen, oh Lord God, that you would keep them, oh Lord God, keep them calm, oh Lord God. Let them see with accurate vision, oh Lord God. Don't let them, oh God, think that it's a gun when it's something else, oh Lord God. So we thank you for their vision, oh Lord God. We thank you for their hearing, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you for their heart, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray now, God, that you would begin, oh God, to let the thing that's written on the door begin to be a mantra that's written in their heart, that they're going to protect and to serve, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Bring back the mentality of the policemen to protect and to serve, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We pray now, oh Lord God, for neighborhoods, oh God, for grandmothers and grandparents, oh Lord God, and parents who have found themselves, oh Lord God, in a position of raising, oh Lord God, what seems to be a wayward child, oh God. We pray now the strength, oh Lord God, that they will raise up depart, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Father God, that they are praying mothers and praying grandmothers, oh God. Don't let them become weary in their well-doing, for they shall reap if they just don't faint, oh God. We thank you for it now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you for the politicians, oh Lord God, and those of you set up in government, oh Lord God, for the people, oh Father God. We thank you now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for Donald Trump, the President of the United States, oh God. We pray now that godly men and godly women would surround him, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, that he will receive godly wisdom, oh Lord God, in this day and in this time, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for the mayor of cities and municipalities, oh Lord God. We thank you for it now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, and we lift up your name, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, that you are already deemed and already orchestrated before the beginning of the world, before the foundation of the world, oh Lord God. You knew what we would be going through even during this time, oh God. So we pray now in Jesus' name, oh Father. We pray now, oh God, for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace of Israel, oh Lord God. We pray now in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, that you would bring a calm, oh Lord God, to even where there was a bombing, oh Lord God. Bring a calm, bring a stillness, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We lift Israel up before you on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for what you're doing in this time and in this season and in this place, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We lift up on today, oh Lord God, families, oh God, all across the Chicagoland area, all across those, oh Lord, even in the suburbs, oh Father, all across the United States, all across the countries, oh Lord God. We pray now, God, in Jesus' name, oh God, that the hearts of the fathers will be turned to the children, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We pray now for marriages, oh Lord God. We pray now that you keep women, oh God, to submit to their husbands, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray now that husbands will love their wives as Christ loved the church, oh God, and gave himself for it, oh Lord God. We pray now, oh God, that they will begin to get revelation, oh Lord God, from your word with regard to the scripture, oh Lord God. We pray now, oh God, that we, the church body, God, will become the bride of Christ, oh Lord God, and that we too, God, will submit to the authority, oh God, of the husband, of the Lord God, our issue, oh Lord God. Help us, oh Lord God, to be obedient to your word, oh Lord God. Help us, oh Lord God, to hide your word in our hearts, oh God, that we might not sin against you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. For we love you and we bless your holy and your divine name on today, God. You left on record that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want, oh Lord God. You left on record that yes, though we walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, we don't have to fear evil because you are with us, oh Lord God. We thank you for your rod and your staff, oh God, that covered us, oh Lord God. We thank you, God. We thank you that surely goodness and mercy will follow us, oh God, all the days of our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we lift up every situation, every circumstance, every need, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, oh God. Your word says that all of our needs are met according to your riches and glory, oh God. Oh God, so we thank you, God, for being the supplier of our needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord, it maketh us rich and it has no sorrow, oh God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, for that which you have given unto us to make us rich, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're not just talking about rich in monetary gain, God, but we're talking about rich in holiness, rich in righteousness, oh Lord God, rich in obedience, oh Lord God, rich in steadfastness, oh Lord God, rich in being our overcome, oh God. God, we thank you for making us rich, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we bless you. Oh God, we love you, and oh God, we adore you. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God, that you're able to do, oh Lord God, that you're able to speak, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. So begin to speak into our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, your word. Your word, oh God.
Let your word, oh Lord God, do what it needs to do in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So God, we take down, oh Lord God, we take down our will, oh Lord God, we take down our way, oh God, and we raise you up, God, that you will reign, oh Father God, that you will reign in our lives, oh Lord God, not the R-A-I-N, oh God, but that you will R-E-I-G-N, oh God, you will reign, you will have full control, oh God, you will have full authority, oh Lord God, our obedience, oh Lord God, our obedience, oh Lord God, let that be a light, oh Lord God, let that be an example to the world, God, that we love you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, so God, we bless your holy and your divine name, oh God, for truly you are worthy to be praised, oh Lord God, so we thank you, we lift up churches, oh Lord God, pastors and leaders, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God, we lift up leaders before you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, oh God, we lift them high before you, oh God, that we'll be obedient, oh Lord God, to the things you have assigned our hands to do, God, no longer will we pull back, oh Lord God, no longer will we say we're inadequate, oh Lord God, no longer, oh Lord God, but oh Lord God, we rest in you, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, now God, hide us in a secret place, in the pavilion of your tabernacle, oh Lord God, hide us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, so God, we thank you, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, that you are God. And above you, there is none other, oh Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, oh Father God, as we walk in obedience to who you are. God, we come on tonight, God, repenting, Father. We repent, oh Lord God. When you said left, we were right, oh Lord God. We repent, oh Lord God, for the little itty bitty things, God, that you told us to do that we left undone, oh Lord God. We repent for being slothful, oh Lord God. We repent for being complacent, oh Lord God. We repent. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we repent because we didn't do it in the spirit of excellence, oh, Lord God. We repent, oh, Lord God, because we gave you sloppy ministry work, oh, God. We repent, oh, Lord God, because we put our face to the wall, oh, Lord God. We repent, oh, Lord God, we should have been the way out of the morning, oh, God. We didn't just kneel and turn over. We repent, oh, Lord God. We repent, oh, Lord God. We repent, oh, Lord God, not even in our repentance, oh, God. We turn, oh, God. We turn from that way, God, to the way that you set, to the path that you've chosen, oh, God. We turn our face to you, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, God. So, God, receive our yes on today, oh, Lord God. Receive our yes on today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We say yes. We say yes, Lord. Yes, we say yes. We say yes. We say yes, Lord. Yes, oh God. Oh God, receive our yes on today. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We say yes. Yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. Yes. Lord, yes, we say yes, oh God. Yes, you don't know, we'll say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, yes, we say yes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We say yes, oh God, in spite of our family, in spite of our children, in spite of our loved ones. We say yes, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We say yes, oh Lord God, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment will be condemned. We say yes, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. We say yes, oh God. Oh my God, we thank you, oh Lord God. We say yes. Ooh. We say yes, God. Holy Trinity, that you don't want to see. Ah, that you don't want to see. That you don't want to see. We say yes, God. He did that. You don't want to see. So God, give us ears to hear, oh God. Oh, treat our ears, oh Lord God, to be able to hear your voice and know your voice and to be obedient to what your voice says. oh God, in the name of Jesus. We say yes, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Oh Lord, set a watch in our mouth, oh Lord God. Set a guard in our mouth, oh Lord God, that we'll only speak those things, oh God, that you desire that we speak, oh Lord God. Let them down in the power of the tongue, oh Lord God. Let that power be your word, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We repent, oh Lord God, because we've done our word, because we've spoken things that you didn't tell us to speak, oh God. Every conversation has been hidden in heaven because of our own mouth, but we repent on today, oh God. We say yes, God. We say yes, oh God. We say yes. Oh God, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh Lord God, circumcise our hearts. Oh, today, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, things that have gotten embedded in our hearts, oh Lord God, the hearts of the past, oh Lord God, the way of the world, oh Father God, circumcise our hearts, us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strip off the old, oh Lord God, oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we desire to be that little one. Oh God, whatever you say, you know what I'm saying. Oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. So we yield. We yield. We yield every thought, oh God. We take every thought captive. Every thought captive, oh Lord God. Guard our ears and how we hear others, oh Lord God. How we hear others, oh Lord God. Don't let us always hear others as being critical, oh Lord God. Don't let our ears be so dull, oh Lord God, that we can't see the good in others and what they're saying, oh God. So guard our ears, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Guard how we receive your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Put us on one accord, oh Lord God. Let us walk in unity and in strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we can do exploits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We say yes. We say yes, oh God. He touched it on the scene. Oh, thank you, God. Jesus, oh, I shut it on the scene. Thank you, oh Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you and we praise you, oh, the Lord our God. We thank you, El Dad and I. We thank you, El Shaddai, God. We thank you, the Lord God, my Israel, God. We thank you, oh Lord God. We thank you for being the Lord of Lords. We thank you for being King of Kings, oh God. We thank you that you said everywhere our foot, our feet, of prosperity will follow us, oh Lord God. It will overtake us, oh God. We thank you for your word, oh God. God, we thank you. God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord God. So God, we speak now, God. We speak now the situation, God. We command a turnaround, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. But the turnaround, let it be in us. Even if the situation don't change, God, let us love you so much that it don't even bother us, oh Lord God. Oh God, because it's in you, oh Father God, that our strength lies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. We honor you, oh God. We say yes, 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 Lord, yes. We say yes, 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 Lord, yes. We say yes, we say yes, we say yes, Lord, yes. Receive our yes. Receive our yes, receive our yes, Lord, yes, Lord, we can yes, we can yes, we can yes, we He paid your fee from a corner kai. Oh, yeah. I call your corner kai. You call my Jesus, we thank you even now, oh Lord God, that while we're calling on your name, God, miracles are happening, God. Healing is taking place while we call. You said before we called, you answered, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, and we speak to those who are challenged. Receive the balm, receive the healing of God even now in the name of Jesus. Ah, yeah. Yes, Lord, yes, we say yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, say, yes, Lord, yes. We thank you for unity and for strength, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, that you're shaking wickedness from the four corners of our earth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, oh Lord God. Now we call on Jehovah Shalom, oh Lord God, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We call on Jehovah Shalom, oh Lord God, to begin to speak peace, oh God. We call on Jehovah Shalom, oh Lord God, to wrap us, oh Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, wrap us, oh Father. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom, 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 Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. Yeah, God. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. Peace, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, peace, we speak peace, we speak peace, oh. Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah, God. So we speak peace even now, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace even to the sea, to the winds, oh God, of life. We speak peace even now in Jesus' name. It is so. And so it is. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. We speak peace. Peace. Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, peace, oh, peace, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom in Chicago. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom in marriages. Jehovah Shalom.
Jehovah Shalom, we speak peace, Lord, peace. Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. So we speak peace even now, God, in a tumultuous situation, God. We call forth the peace of God. Hallelujah. We understand that Jehovah Shalom, even in peace, doesn't just mean, you know, the peace that we think of. When we call Jehovah Shalom, it means complete. Huh? My God. It's completeness. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom. Shalom, 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 oh, Jehovah, shalom, Jehovah, shalom, Jehovah, shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. So we just want you to marinate in that and marinate in God's peace. In Jesus' name, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Amen, amen, amen. And I believe that we are ready to go forth. To go forth now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
We're going to play some music here in the background. We are waiting for the presence of our apostle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord for this time of prayer and worship that we have had. We just honor the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit, who has manifested himself in such a way to minister to us in the places that we need him the most. And so we so honor him that he knows what we don't know, and he understands beyond our knowledge that which the body of Christ needs, and he alone provides that for us. We are excited to be able to be speaking with you on today, during the month of June, as we are in preparation for sharing 20 years as Laborers for Christ Word Life Center. And we're excited about that, 30 years in ministry and 10 years serving the body of Christ apostolically. And so we honor God for what he's doing. And, you know, not just what he's doing, but how he is doing what he's doing. Sometimes you can be excited about what the Lord is doing and how he's moving, but you don't always appreciate the way he's doing it. who he's using to accomplish it. But we are learning in this season to appreciate not just what he's doing, but how he's doing and who he's using to bring it about. And so I just want to take the next half an hour or so to share with you from a foundational perspective, Laborers for Christ and how we came to be and things of that nature, again, as we're looking to celebrate these 20 years as a church and ministry. And so the first thing that I'll do is I'll share our vision that comes out of actually the book of Matthew. Matthew, the 9th chapter, the 36th through the 38th verse, simply states, "But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them. And because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd, they said unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into the harvest." And then Revelation 14:15b simply says, "Put in your sickle and reap, because the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe." We want you to understand on this afternoon that we must be kingdom builders. We are God's agents of reconciliation and laborers who have been constrained and commissioned to reap in this harvest. It is something about understanding the process and the anointing of harvest and understanding there must be a seed in the ground in order to appreciate the harvest that will come forth. And so we bless the Lord that he is allowing us to reap where we have not sown, that there have been many before us who have planted and was unable to see the harvest. But we thank God that he's brought us up and said, "You not only will you have the opportunity to sow and reap, but then I will also bless you and transition you to reap where you have not sown." And so we simply exist to be vessels that the Holy Spirit can use to bring in this harvest, to bring in the 1159 individual, the individual that came in at the end, and seemingly others may not understand that process that those individuals have been through, and yet God so intends for them to be recipients of the full reward, to be recipients of the full harvest. And so laborers for Christ, laborers simply because it is a labor of love, and we've added the you in it because we can't do it without you. And so it has been our heart from day one to realize that there's some work involved, that work, that level of commitment that it will take to do the work of the kingdom, but we are committed to doing that. And I believe we've been graced to do it. And so simply that's the vision, is reaping a thousandfold harvest, one soul at a time, and just keeping in mind that while God has anointed us to reap, it really is one soul at a time. So it may not look like other ministries look, and it may look transitional. It will take on many forms and many shapes, but what's important is that we come to understand the necessity in ministering to each individual, because it is one soul at a time. We've not received the grace to do it in masses, but it has been important to us that not one person would fall through the gap. And so we walk this journey with individuals, and we go as far as Holy Spirit would desire to send or take us to ensure, one, that they'll never be able to say they didn't know, two, that they won't even be able to say that, you know what, nobody cared enough for me when I was in my low places to seek me out, to minister to me. We honor the fact that the Lord has anointed us to get into some places, into some crevices, into some basements and attics of the lives of individuals and walk through those places with them to be catalysts so that they don't fall through the gap. He's laid us over some holes, over some potholes, and seemingly in a way where they would walk over so they would not fall in. And so we are excited about that kind of grace anointing upon our lives, reaping a thousandfold harvest, one soul at a time. And then our mission is found out of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the 11th through the 13th verse. And it says he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and some teachers to prepare God's people for the work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of Christ, the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So therefore, consequently, we've been charged with the task of evangelizing, educating, equipping, edifying, exhorting, and establishing individuals into their place in the ecclesia. We have a mission to minister the mercy of the Maker and Master to the misery of the multitudes, that they may encounter and be a part of a move of God that will modify their lives for the rest of their lives. And so therefore, laborers for Christ, we are laborers for the harvest, and by utilizing the principles that we see in Ephesians, that Paul states that the work, that there was a work that needed to be done for which we have been equipped. Jeremiah states that while laborers are essential and crucial in this end time season, because Jeremiah 8:20 simply tells us the harvest is past, the summer has ended, and we aren't saved. And so there is a grace upon laborers to stand in a gap, to allow Holy Spirit to, through us, supply the spiritual nourishment to the mind, body, soul, and spirit, to educate and equip the body of Christ with the necessary tools for effective outreach and ministry, to make sure that the church doesn't see itself as an island, but serves in a way in this hostile world, that each Christian can come to this place for strengthening, for worship, for identification, for learning, for equipping, for fellowshipping. It is our desire that this be a house of prayer, a house of healing, a house of deliverance, that this be a safe place. In the journey of life, we're going to have some bumps and some bruises, and prayer that this would be a place of healing and deliverance, that not that you would come to laborers and hide, but you would know that you could come and be healed, that there's a place under the juniper tree where the Holy Spirit gathers you together and just begins to minister to you in the places that we need him the most. And so our prayer is that the presence of the Lord would always have permission to manifest itself in that way in this place. And then to realize that, you know what, it is transitional, because while it is an educational place, it's also a hospital. And no one stays in the same grave forever, and no one stays in the hospital forever. So to be a place where you will have, where Holy Spirit can move you through as he heals you and as you come into the knowledge of who he is and therefore who you are and who you've called to be and what he's positioned you to do, as you come into that revelational understanding, that you then can grow and go. You're positioned in such a way to go out and become who Holy Spirit has created you to be. And then, prayerfully, we will provide a place of service to meet the needs and fight to meet the needs and various spiritual gifts within the church. The result being that God is glorified, the church is edified, and the laity is equipped to do the will of God, thus changing our world, but bringing about a change again, one soul at a time. Jesus left the 99 for the one. May we never, ever, ever be satisfied when there is one out there that hasn't caught on, that hasn't embraced, that has not become who the Lord created them to be. That one soul, may we always be found going for that one soul, positioning ourselves, allowing ourselves to be positioned in a way where the Lord can minister through us for that one soul. For every soul, the goal being for every soul would save a soul, then every soul could be saved. And we seek to maintain the unity of the Church of Jesus Christ without any denominational barriers. I'm not becoming a denominational center, but realizing we've been called to be a part of the kingdom, building the kingdom and not denominational structures, laying hold to the faith of Jesus Christ, laying hold to the principles of the Word of God, allowing the Word of God to become faith through our life, that by it we would live this life of faith. And then may we be found always upholding the Micah mandate. And the Micah mandate reminds us too. The Bible says, he says, he has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. May we in our daily living, thus shining forth as a beacon of light, which will usher a lost and dying world out of darkness. May we be found in this, during this walk, being a light, being the light, being a light in areas of darkness. May we be found agents of reconciliation and agents of healing and agents of restoration. And may we not be conformed to this world, but by the word of God, may we be transformed. And so when we think about laborers for Christ from the global ministry perspective, we have been impregnated by the Lord with this global mission and vision. We understand the need to build the kingdom, and we've been compelled by the prophetic voice of God and his apostolic order to reach the expanse of the globe and to build the kingdom and reap a thousandfold harvest one soul at a time. To be ecumenical in our pursuit, to understand that until there is, that God has prepared his people to do the work of service, and that God has prepared the body of Christ to come to a place of unity in faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. And so it has always been our goal to be found doing the work of the service, doing the work of him that has sent us. It has been our desire to promote spiritual, emotional, physical, and psychological healing to those who have been infected and affected by woundedness and barrenness and brokenness. And so it's been our desire to be a catalyst for that type of healing, to be a faith-focused group of individuals committed to ministering to the total person by providing spiritual services for the soul, whether it's via counseling, whether it's being via tangible goods, via evangelism, educating, but to realize that we have we've been spiritually impressed by God to minister to the total man, one soul at a time. So we just wanted to kind of take this opportunity to share some of the vision, to share some of the mission, to look at that. Laborers for Christ approximately 20 years ago was really birthed out of a need of not letting any soul fall through the gap. And so we came together for the first time about 20 years ago in the end of May, the beginning of June, in Country Club Hills, after a series of prophetic words. And so I love it when the Lord confirms himself. Oftentimes we fleece the Lord to make sure it's the Lord telling us, you know, to step forward or to go and do something. And yet during this process, I realized that while we receive multiple prophetic words from people in various places, not even a part of the same group of people, at some point, it wasn't the Lord confirming himself. It was the Lord saying, how long will it take you to be obedient? And so just to share this, sometimes the multiplicity of a confirmation isn't the Lord wanting to make sure that you got it, but the Lord saying, I've said it to you on numerous times, in numerous ways. How long is it actually going to take for you to step out and walk by faith? So we also just want to encourage those that may be listening to this to stop fleecing the Lord. You know that it was his voice, because the Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. It is the voice of the Lord leading you and guiding you. And while there is counsel and safety in the multitude, know that at some point we keep hearing the same thing because he's waiting on us to go and obey, not because he is confirming himself. And so the Lord was so gracious to do that for us and to give us the push that we needed to go and be obedient. And sometimes the Bible tells us that all things work together for the good of the Lord, for the good of those that love the Lord and that are called according to his purposes. So I honor God that you can be in a situation and man could be positioning themselves to elevate you. But sometimes God doesn't want man to elevate you. Sometimes God doesn't want man to take credit for anything that he is about to do. And so he will, as he did with Pharaoh, he will lock the hands of individuals so that they cannot provide you with the elevation that they want to provide you with. And so I'm so grateful that God allowed my path to be through individuals who have been a phenomenal blessing to me, but that they've not been the individuals that the Lord would want to use to open the necessary doors. Foundational stones, if you will, but they were not the individuals that the Lord would use to open the door. And so sometimes the Lord would use individuals to make the announcement that the doors are going to open, but he won't allow them to open the doors. And so I honor God's process. I've not always known how to embrace it, but I'm learning how to honor what he's doing and specifically how he's doing what he's doing. And so he released several prophetic words in the course of a month, that this was the direction he desired for us to take. And so we stepped out on faith and we took this direction, and we have been in process ever since then, 20 years ago. And actually we ended up at this location that we're at now, 1750 West 103rd Street, almost 20 years ago. It'll be 20 years in August that the Lord opened the door for us to be able to worship here. And it has been through Monsignor William O'Donnell. It has been a phenomenal place. The Lord knows how and where to position his people so that they're in the place of safety, but they're also in the place where he will allow them to grow and mature. Everybody, all individuals can't grow in the same place. And so there's certain climates that individuals need in order to flourish. And the Lord knew the climate that Laborers for Christ Word Life Center or Laborers for Christ Worship Center would need to be able to flourish, and he provided that for us. And so 20 years later, we bless the Lord for that process. We bless the Lord for the people that he has sent through here. Amen. We bless the Lord for the people he has allowed to come through Laborers for Christ. And we honor them because they have simply served as an example of the unconditional love of God. God will use some things. He'll use situations and he'll use people to teach you how to love unconditionally and then to perfect you in your love. Sometimes you look for people's love to be perfected, but what the Holy Spirit desires to do is to perfect your love. And so we thank God that he is perfecting his love in us by doing it through us for the glory of God. So we wanted to just take that opportunity to share that with you all today. And we will just continue to share over the month of June our process, foundational teachings that have been essential to Laborers for Christ Word Life Center. We will begin to look at the structure and how that came about as it relates to the different ministries, whether it's CCTI, whether it's Harvest Christian Training Center, whether it's Harvest, whether it is MC Thornton Christian Resource Center, the Priscilla and Aquila Ministry, all of those different ministries that we don't always hear much about, the Necessity Nook, those ministries that we don't hear much about, but that we need to talk about, and we need to share that with you because it's so much a part of what we do. And we just want to encourage people that are listening that during the process, you may have to be like Jacob and wrestle with the Lord, but just know that in your wrestling with the Lord to get to the place that the Holy Spirit needs you to be, he will not only wrestle with you, but he'll win. And so I just want people to know that sometimes in that process, we're wrestling with the Lord, and we really do believe we bring something to the table and that we're going to win and that the Lord is going to let us have our way. And it's not going to happen that way. The truth of the matter is he loves us enough to wrestle with us. He loves us enough to wound us because so that we don't kill ourselves. He will wound us so that and still use us in our wounded state and then allow his glory to cover us. So we just represent people that the Lord is using in our wounded state, that you get to see our wounds, but our wounds do not take away from the glory of God. The glory of God shines through our brokenness, and that's who we represent in the body of Christ. So we love you. It has been our pleasure to serve you and enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Good night.